Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now on the FanGuest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. He is at American Family Field. Joining us on video on YouTube. Of course, search for The Fan Milwaukee on YouTube to watch all of our live streaming action on YouTube. Catch our shorts, our videos, all that fun stuff available. There he is, the smiling, happy Andrew Wagner joins us. His hair is combed. He looks just marvelous right there. Yeah, model for the ladies a little bit there, Andrew Wagner, on YouTube. Mr. Wagner, how are you today?
We're okay. I love the Broad House. Scotty Schaefer, the proprietor, one of my oldest friends in Milwaukee. Great shuttles. Highly recommend. If you're on the North Shore, that's the place to hop on. And I don't get paid like Sparky, so I'm just saying that out of sincerity. But I got to ask, did you fumigate that place after Bart Winkler was in there stinking up the joint?
No, actually, he smelled really good. Yeah, he did. He smelled really good. There was no issues with any type of stench with Bart. You've drank at the Broad House, I heard. That was a rumor I've heard.
My go-to was the 3rd Street location because I live like two doors away from it.
Yep.
I crawled out of the Broad House many a times. I mean, it's like literally the best beer in town. You know, two tap beers for one all day, every day. Wednesdays, 3 for 1. And they had Schlitz on tap before anybody else. So, you know, loyalty, yo.
Yo. Loyalty from Andrew Wagner to the Broad House. Again, we're out here at the Broad House. Shorewood, come on out. Say hi, hanging out till 5. The Tommy Wirtz out here, the leadoff show, part by the Potawatomi Sportsbook from 5 until 6:30, getting ready for Brewers Angels. First pitch for that one. I heard a conversation earlier in the day today. We brought it up on this show in the first hour, and I'm going to bring it up now for the third time since we've been on the air to you. Is there a big difference in your mind if this team is the 2 seed versus the 1 seed? Meaning, as of now, it's Mets-Dodgers. Mets knocked you out last year, so there's that bad taste in your mouth. Dodgers are uber-loaded with talent, even though they're not playing like it. And then that other matchup, as of right now, Cubs and Padres. Cubs mean lots of fans from Chicago up here. Also means Brewers fans at Wrigley. I think we're going to balance it out. I don't think it'll be completely one-sided like some may think. And then the Padres, they're one of the teams I kind of worry about, man. Like, there's just something about that Padres team where I'm like, man, if they get hot, they can get on a run. And you play the Padres next week in San Diego prior to the season wrapping up. So there's going to be that recency bias of, man, we just saw these guys. We know what we're dealing with from the opposing pitchers and that type of stuff. Because both 1 and 2 are going to buy. So, I mean, from that perspective, there's not a difference from that perspective.
No. Before I answer that real quick, because I just got the text message from the Brewers, I just want to go through the medical update real quick, if that's all right.
Sure, absolutely.
So just to give everyone the update here, Deal Hall is scheduled for a 15-pitch bullpen session today. They're good. Still looking at getting him back in early October. Nick Mears, he is recovering from thoracic muscle tightness. Excuse me. He's thrown 2 bullpens so far without issue, and more important, the recovery has gone okay. He could be back maybe late next week. Trevor McGill, still recovering from that forearm flexor strain. He had mild soreness after his last live BP session, which was a couple days ago. He's getting checked out today. They pushed his estimated return back to late September, so that's going to be a bit of a bummer for the Brewers. And then lastly, Jose Quintana, he's been dealing with that calf strain after his last outing. He is going to play catch today to gauge his availability for his next outing. So that's the quick rundown. We'll get to that. To go back to your question, I don't think it matters, Marky. I really don't. Listen, no matter who you play in that first round, one, it's going to be a good team, and two, you're going to have to win three games out of five. That, regardless, the Brewers are matched up against pretty much everybody in the National League playoff field in dominant fashion. The only team they don't hold the tiebreaker of right now is the Cubs and the Padres, who, like you mentioned, they play next week. I don't think it matters. I really don't, because the Brewers are a good team. They are right now the best team in the National League record-wise. Their job isn't going to change. They've had success against all these teams. I've heard the argument. I just don't think it really matters.
Let's talk about these pitching updates that you just had, the medical updates. Okay, let's play a scenario out. Let's say McGill, who's now pushed back to late September, let's say he's not ready, right? Whatever. He's not able to go. Uribe obviously is the closer. It appears Nick Mears might be ready, so he's going to be in the bullpen. Canning obviously is still in the bullpen. There's the hanging, looming thing hanging from the tree named Jacob Mizorowski, and what role they put him in, starter or reliever. I talked to Vinny Rutino yesterday, FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin. Vinny Rutino's like, hey, man, like, he's going to the bullpen if it's me. He pitched out of the bullpen a little bit.
I don't think it's happening.
See, but that, now that's the question, right? So you're going to have three starting pitchers, I think, in the NLDS. I don't think you need four. So if that's Woodruff, Peralta, how is it not Priester? He's pitched deeper into games more consistently than Woodruff or Peralta at this point.
I agree with you. I think there's a good chance that Jacob Mizorowski could get left off that first-round roster. If they were going to move him to the bullpen, they would have had to have done it already. Because, listen, here's the thing. Yes, he did it last year. The guys in the minor leagues that they shift over to the bullpen, the reason that they'll send a guy down or they'll start is because those guys are still pitching on a schedule. They're still pitching. They know in advance what day they're going to throw, because for these young guys, you're so used to just pitching every 5 days, right? So you have the routine of, all right, I pitched yesterday. Today is my recovery day. The next day is my bullpen day. Then there's my prep day. Then there's my throw day. Like, there is a structure to it, even in the minor leagues when they're transitioning a guy, because there's a tendency for a guy to go out there and try to rush it, try to push it. He doesn't know how to get ready for his new role. So if they were going to do that with Miz, I think they would have had to move him to the bullpen already. So then the question is, like you said, you only need three starters in that first round. Do you carry a fourth just in case? Do you start Miz over Priester and then, you know, use the opener gambit? I just don't – there are so many different scenarios that could play out with him. And one thing that I think we've left out is there is the possibility that he could be left out of the first round roster and save him for the longer series.
It ruined my day, ruined the rest of the week. Just absolutely.
Did I silence Steve Sparky Pfeiffer for three?
That's horrible news. Like, that's absolutely awful. I mean, Charlie, you can bring yourself. Bring Charlie in.
Listen,
here.
What have you seen from Jacob Mizorowski his last six starts that make you think he's going to be a dominant force in the playoffs?
He's off.
He has a 6.4 ERA since coming off the IL. Yeah.
That's great. But I'm not asking him to pitch five innings. All I need him to pitch is an inning. That's all I need. I don't need five innings. I don't need six innings. I need one damn inning.
Maybe they do that. I'm saying is there are a number of different scenarios at play, and a lot of them have to do with what happens between now and then. And I don't think it's completely ludicrous to think that in a short series, if you need a proven arm, you're going to go to a guy that's been there and done it before and save Miz for maybe game one. If it goes five games, and you save him for game one of the NLCS.
Okay, this is the thing. You just said 6 ERA, and then you want to pitch him in the NLCS and the next breath? What?
I'm going off what you said. Like, there are any number of scenarios that can play out, and they can't even – that is like number 79 on the list – and they're still trying to figure out 1 through 78. Like, these injuries, like, that's going to determine more than anything how the roster's going to look. If these guys aren't ready to go, that's going to have more of an effect on what the playoff roster looks like. It's going to be more about who's available than who's in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Start with Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports, Brewers writer. We go inside the clubhouse here, brought to you by Focus Baseball. The fall minicamps going on right now. Get your kid involved as soon as possible. ASAP, baby. Go to FocusBaseball.com. Again, FocusBaseball.com. Now,
does Focus have programs for bar softball players, old softball players, do you think?
No, but you know what? That is a great idea. I think we should come up with that. I think that should be something, because I think it would probably be a good idea to do just that at this point, is to have some type of fall, like softball, beer softball guys, or maybe late winter, early spring before it starts, to get everybody back into shape and stuff. Have y'all running hills and doing stuff like that to get your endurance back up after a year sitting in the bar having beers all winter and putting on a couple of pounds. I think that's a good idea. I want to get back to this.
You sponsor us on 1250. We don't only promote your business. We help you grow it.
There maybe you play for Focus Baseball. Maybe maybe they're your sponsor and you play for Focus Baseball. Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea at all. I want to go back to this ludicrous Mizorowski thing. So I just got a letter from Bob Uecker, and he said, "Don't let them do it, Sparky. Don't let them do it. Make sure Miz is pitching out of the bullpen. He throws 102 miles an hour. Love you, Spark, Bob." I'm just saying, like, if we're gonna listen to Uecker magic and play the Bob Uecker letter game, I don't think you can go against Bob Uecker wishes. Do you understand the PR nightmare and the pressure that will come on Mizorowski if they leave that kid off of the divisional round and then come back and say, "Oh, he's good enough to start in the NLCS, though," and now we're gonna run him out there in the NLCS? That would be a complete fiasco.
First of all, it's interesting that you use the phrase PR nightmare after the reference that you just made, because you know what? If there's anything this team is not good at, it's PR.
Oh, like, goodness.
You talk about shooting yourself in the foot. I mean, you have Mark's comments in spring training.
They meant well with the Uecker thing. They meant well. Yeah. It just came across.
No, I honestly, I listen, about throwing 102. Doesn't matter how fast you throw if you're not locating it. And right now, he's not locating it. His secondary stuff isn't there. This guy, right now, if I'm in charge and I'm looking at it, my trust level of him in a make or break situation isn't there. I don't see it. The way that he has pitched the last couple of weeks is nothing like the way that he pitched those first seven starts. And I'm not talking about the no-hit shutout ball. I'm just talking about the way that he pitched, the way that he came out and he located his stuff. He attacked, he sequenced, he had command of all of his pitches. He's not doing that right now. And even more important is your control in relief work, because you only have a short opportunity. And if you're coming in a playoff game in relief, chances are they're all leverage situations. So right now, do you really, truly, with what you've seen the last, whatever it is, 2 months, however long since he's been back, with just that body of work alone, do you trust Jacob Mizorowski with a postseason game on the line?
Yeah.
I don't think they do at the moment.
Okay, fine. But I'm just telling you, if there's no Trevor McGill, and you have – and we'll bring Charlie in on this. I want his take. If you got Uribe, Koenig, hopefully Nick Mears, those are your three on the back end, right? Nobody trusts Grant Anderson, probably. Well, at least I don't. I know what his ERA is, but I'm telling you, I don't have a lot of faith when he's out there, right? So who are those other guys that are going to be that guy at the end of the bullpen? For so long, it's been Uribe, Koenig, McGill, and you were good. Seventh, eighth, ninth, you were fine.
Why don't you have faith in Grant Anderson, who's been good all year but has struggled more recently? I mean, it's the same the same basic premise.
Because he doesn't throw 102. That's why. Simple. He doesn't throw 102. And I'm sorry, 102 up here is hard to hit. His movement of coming inside like this late, that changeup, like when he is on, it's unfreaking believable, and he's going to get whatever he has to get out. Now, I realize if he walks the first guy, okay, maybe we have to get somebody up because he may not be on that night. I understand that. But when he is on, he's going to beat anybody in baseball. I don't care what three hitters you put up there. He's going to mow him down and take him out for one inning. I'm not asking him to pitch three innings. I'm asking him to pitch one inning. I'll take Mizorowski over anybody in that bullpen outside of probably Uribe at this point.
I guess. Listen, basically, we have to sit here and wait and see. We're playing a bunch of what-ifs, and no one knows. No one knows what's going to happen with, you know, one name that you didn't mention.
Okay.
Bob Gasser. I mean, Bob Gasser's going to come up.
Is he going to come up? Is he going to be on the playoff roster?
If he continues pitching, yeah, I could see it. I could if he's shoving down there in relief work, he's probably one of he's about as good. You know, he's not quite as hard throwing, but he's pretty hard throwing. He's a 100-mile-an-hour guy from the left-hand side. He's already in the position of being shifted in to relief work, and let's face it, he's going to be about as fresh a arm as you're going to find. I think he'd be really valuable on this postseason roster. That would be a huge pickup to have a guy like that.
It would be a huge pickup to have a guy like that if they're able to make it work at the end of the day. Gasser right now, 2.55 ERA in 10 starts to this point, 38 strikeouts in 35 and a third innings pitch. His whip is over one. At 1.10 as we sit here today. But to me, that would be great. If they decide to go with Robert Gasser and that's the way to go, fine. I would have thought, to be honest with you, that he would have been brought up by now, pitching out of the pen and getting ready, and that has not necessarily been the case.
Yeah, and well, Gasser has been pitching out of the bullpen. His last couple outings have been out of the bullpen.
Correct. I'm saying up here, when we're talking about up here, here is what I'm saying. Right.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I got confused there for a second. Sorry.
That's my thing. Like, how long are you going to wait till you bring him up? Are you not going to bring him up and go, oh, hello, hey, welcome to the clubhouse. You know some of these guys. You're in the playoffs now. Go have fun. And same thing with Mizorowski, right? So if you're going to put him to the pen, which maybe they're not going to have him on the damn roster, but if they're going to put him in the pen, why wouldn't you have him in the pen next week? One or two times out of the bullpen to get into that flow of pitching out of the bullpen. That's what makes me think you're going to be right.
I think Gasper's rehab is up on Friday. I got to double check. Yeah. So, you know, we could see him this weekend. Who knows? The way the Brewers flip and flop their relievers, you never know. I mean, they don't have to make this decision for a month. Less than a month. It's 3 weeks now. Because I think, when does it start? The 10th? So a lot can happen between now and then. And with the way things have been going, it's almost fruitless to try to speculate because you just don't know. You just don't know until you get these guys back.
I really thought, Charlie, that when he came on today, it was going to be a nice, joyful, happy conversation. I'm at the Milwaukee Brat House in Shorewood. Everybody's happy. We got shuttles to and from the games. And he literally sapped all of the energy out of me for the rest of the show. Like, I'm just completely deflated. I hope Tommy Wirtz wasn't listening. He may have crashed on the way here. I mean, that's horrible. Just absolutely.
There's nothing that brings me more joy than crapping in the Cheerios of the American public.
That I believe. Right. And somebody told me you like giving hugs.
But why?
That's a lie.
What would wake you in all the years you've known me? And you've known me longer than just about anyone that I'm still legally allowed to have contact with. What would make you think that we would have a pleasant, happy conversation that would leave you in a good mood?
I didn't think there was anything you could say that could irritate me. Like, the Brewers are playing like 500 baseball, okay. But Siegler's gone, so there was nothing to talk about with Siegler, so that makes things a lot easier for you and me. So I just thought it was going to be a nice, casual, nice interview on a nice, beautiful Tuesday. Brewers, Angels tonight. Expect the Brewers to win this series against the Angels. Everything is good. And then you bring this whole Mizorowski. Maybe he's on the division roster and ruin my day. There is Andrew Widener smiling, mission accomplished. You're a jerk. There he goes. Happy, happy. Tell Wags we said hi when you see him out of the press box out there at American Family Field. He joined us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.